My dream was to make people happy, to see a smile on people's faces, and especially my mom. She was always hardworking for me.
Zarifa Jandel is Muslim but grew up in Russia. Jandel and her mother fled to Buffalo 5 years ago to escape communism.
Because it was harsh to live with the, like, very communistic country, and we didn't have any that much freedom.
Jandel told us that while she was still living in Russia, she hid that she was Muslim because she would be bullied. Jandel's father stayed behind in Russia. He never wanted her to go to school.
I couldn't go to school because my father was too strict, and he wouldn't let me go to school with boys and stuff. So he would say, oh, you're a girl, you gotta be inside the house, and so, because my parents are from Afghanistan.
In Buffalo, Jandel attended Lafayette High School. Now she is among 55 students enrolled in Houghton College's satellite location in Buffalo. She's proud to be seated in a college classroom wearing a traditional Muslim headscarf, no longer worried about displaying her ethnic heritage and religion.
I had to put myself in a person that they want to see like that. So I couldn't do the things that I do in here.
But then you did it.
Jeff Carter is an adjunct instructor teaching Math 100.
Their biggest struggle is that, unfortunately, they missed a lot of the basics. And so they work hard to catch up. Because not only do they struggle with the language, they really have to translate these very abstract concepts as well as the language. But they do well at it. They work hard.
English unites them in some ways, and their struggles with English unite them.
Cameron Earhart is dean of Houghton's Buffalo College. He points out these students all graduated from high school, and this program uses Pell and TAP grants to pay for their tuition. It's a two-year program that would cost about $11,000 a year, but Earhart calls it the no-debt model.
Word simply spreads, and so our first year we had 16 students, and now we have 55 in our third year, and probably going to grow a bit. We don't know how large. We don't want to be large. We'll lose something if we get too big. And we also want to only grow as large as the community needs us to be. And we don't know what that is yet.
Students also receive a free bus pass, textbooks, even a laptop. Earhart noted teaching these underserved international students really meets the college's original mission. Houghton is a Christian liberal arts college located in rural Allegheny County.
Houghton College was founded for the poor boys and girls of Allegheny County in 1883. Well, that's an interesting mission. The college is reaffirming that mission, but now in urban Buffalo, but with people who are clearly poor.
The school doesn't offer what you'd find at a typical college. There's no dorm rooms or large dining spaces or sports teams. But there are professors, and the curriculum includes English, music, art and math, science, communications, writing, history, all in a small classroom setting.
I like the small class sizes. I thought the sense of community was definitely something that reduced the anxious factor and, like, the fears you have as a college freshman.
Lisandra Sanchez is a freshman. She's originally from Puerto Rico. She attended both elementary and high school at city schools, but has now been able to improve her math skills while in college.
I've definitely improved a lot. I have trouble with a lot of equations and transferring of decimals into fractions, so I'm definitely learning all that.
The Houghton Buffalo campus is now partnering with SUNY Buffalo State, making sure students who want to transfer for a bachelor's degree have a seamless transition. Next September, it will also open up a similar college program in Utica. Earhart could not provide details, but he promises Houghton's footprint will grow even larger in the city of Buffalo to reach more disadvantaged students in the future. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.